Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
See for yourself at First Horizon, the new face of First Tennessee, where understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
By now, you've heard about the Wing Guru, the wing joint that is owned and operated by former Memphis Tigers basketball player Billy Richmond, who has taken his 25-plus years of wing experience and turned the Wing Guru into one of the most talked-about wing spots in the area. This is Gary Parrish, and hand to heart, I get asked about it all the time, about the Wing Guru, which is a proud sponsor of the University of Memphis and the Memphis Grizzlies, and let the record show, it's also a place so good that it's accepted special requests from opposing college and NBA teams when they're visiting Memphis. That's evidence that word spreads fast these days. Either way, don't forget, the Wing Guru also offers some of the best burgers and catfish in town, and everything is cooked fresh and on the spot. That's why it's developed into a destination spot. The Wing Guru, one is at $56.99 Mount Moriah. The other is at $71.99 Stage Road. And breaking news, a location is on the way in South Haven. If you're active or veteran military, you can stop by any storefront location and get 10% off your order, and pickup orders are available online, or you can have the Wing Guru delivered via DoorDash. That's the Wing Guru, Billy Richmond spot on the web, thewingguru.com.
Chevelle.
So late!
One of the biggest names in rock is coming to you live Saturday, December 14th, Horseshoe Casinos, Bluesville. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Ages 18 and up. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Basketball program opened the season last night inside FedEx Forum. Final score 97-64. The story, James Wiseman, 28 points, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks in 22 minutes. And courtside inside FedEx Forum for the whole thing was Jeff Calkins, award-winning columnist David Memphian and host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
James Wiseman dunking a basketball over and over again?
He just looks so much better than everybody.
Right.
It was ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. You really don't. I mean, the analogy someone made commenting on one of my columns was, it's like you took an NBA player and dropped him into a high school game. That's what it looked like. It didn't look like an NBA player at a college game, because you see that all the time. It looked like an NBA player at a high school game. Like, it was just preposterous.
Well, that's one of the points I made earlier, is that, like, listen, we could, you know, discuss in great detail the quality of South Carolina State, but it's a pointless conversation. They stink. They're a middle-of-the-pack team from literally the worst conference in Division I men's basketball. But still, it is a Division I men's basketball team, and he was treating them like a high school team. In fact, I think he looked more impressive against them than he consistently looked against high school players when he was at East High. He's bigger now. He's stronger now. Looks more aggressive now. And I don't know that he's going to go out and get 28, 11, and 3 in 22 minutes consistently or ever again. And he won't do that against better competition, I don't think. I'm not ruling it out, but I don't think. But here's the thing. How many big men in college basketball, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, first game or 15th, could go out and get 28, 11, and 3 in 22 minutes? Yes, against South Carolina State. He might be the only one. And
The only one. He's probably the only one.
He's probably the only one.
22 minutes. I mean, he was awesome. It was, and by the way, I don't I think he probably will score 28 points in a game. That's not because he'll play more than 22 minutes.
Right.
I mean, it won't surprise me if he scores more. Now, there's no question, and this is, of course, as we go forward, I presume that if you have a good team and a good coach, you're going to have more of an offense than throw at the team.
Right.
You know, I mean, so ultimately, he's not going to be able to just do what he did last night, and the team isn't going to be able to just do, and that's the big caveat to all of this. But there will certainly be within any game lots of opportunities for him to do what he did last night. It won't be all game long. Oh, what are we? Let's throw it to James. Boom! Like that. That won't be an entire offense going forward. But there's no reason that the opponent. There won't be some moments when he can do what he did last night. And then you're exactly right, by the way. The times I've seen him in high school, you know, last time I saw him in high school was the championship game. And no, it was Penny's last game. It was when he won the title, Penny's, so it would have been, Penny's last year. It was Alo's last game. James wasn't that good. James didn't do what he did last night
right. In
that game. He got in foul trouble, honestly. I mean, that's the other thing. James had one foul last night. It was preposterous. Like, it was totally preposterous. And I've just never seen it. The closest thing for me was Derrick Rose was just physically different. You know, there are lots of skilled guards. Chris Paul was a very good college point guard. I did lots of very good college point guards. Dewan Wagner was a very good college point guard here at Memphis. Very good college point guard. But there's a difference between that and Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose just looked, oh, that's different. That's a different thing. Whatever that is, that's a different thing. And it's a totally different position. But Wiseman, as a center, was like that last night. Much like Derrick Rose was as a point guard.
Well, I've probably been asked, I estimate, around 30 times, either before the first exhibition when some people thought James Wiseman would play, or might play, before the second exhibition when some people thought James Wiseman might play, and again, before last night's season opener, what do you, are you drinking through a straw or something?
Yeah, I was drinking through a straw. I drank through Taco Bell.
Hold on, listen here. Yes, that comes through loud and clear on the radio.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know the radio could pick that up.
Yes, it's amazing.
I'm driving along, drinking through a straw.
I can understand.
You want me to put down this bean burrito,
No,
too?
I would never. And I can understand why you might think we wouldn't be able to hear that through your cell phone, given how often we can't hear you through your cell phone.
Right.
But it was jarring. Anyway. What do you want to see from James Wiseman when he finally plays? And I never really talked about points and rebounds. And if I'm being honest, I didn't think it'd be 28, 11, and 3 in 22 minutes. But what I said is he's got to look different than everybody on the court because that's the way number one picks are supposed to look. And obviously he's going to look different than the South Carolina State players. But I think this is also important to note. He looked different than all of his own teammates. And he has other teammates who might be NBA players, and they didn't even look anything like him, which I think is a great, great sign.
Yes, he looked totally different than all the other players. I wanted to see him dominate. I wanted to see the team dominate. I wanted to see him dominate. I wanted to see the team dominate. I wanted to see what I thought I'd see. Honestly, I didn't think I'd see that. But I want to see more like what I thought I'd see in the first two exhibition games that we really didn't see. Just something awesome. I expected to come away from watching Memphis play basketball as, man, that's – and last night, it was really something. And I really don't know – it wasn't the loudest crowd ever because it didn't have any reason to be. It wasn't like Memphis versus Tennessee, but it was the loudest gasps ever. I mean, from the first moment, I put in my column today that when you think about – when you're watching it, you almost want to laugh because it was just – you can't – like, you're giggling because he's so awesome. Like, it's preposterous. Within 14 seconds, they just threw it to him. It's like you out there with Louie, you know, whatever.
I mess Louie up on a basketball goal. I post him up no
exactly.
problem.
Exactly. It's like you out there with Louie, like, and some of Louie's friends. And and whatever, it was just throw the ball to him, let him put the ball in the hoop. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, like watching, I watched some of it on the iPad, and then I went back late last night and like watched the highlights. And I'm not comparing him to Shaq because he's not Shaq. Although Penny compared him to Shaq last night, but he's not Shaq.
Right.
But in the ways that I think young people now, if you just know Shaq from TNT, he's just this large sort of mumbling like character on television.
Right.
But once upon a time, he was impossible to deal with. He just got the ball, and it didn't matter where you had him or where he had you. He dunked on you, and it was violent and ferocious. And that is, again, I'm not comparing them, but like Wiseman just was. I love big men who, when they get the ball, the intent is to dunk everything that is even reasonable to try to dunk. Chris Webber was this when he was young. Shaq was this. Greg Oden was that. And I know, again, it was just South Carolina State, but I love just the mindset. Go dunk that. I used to have this conversation with, I want to say it was maybe Marvin Bagley's, the Duke staff, when Bagley was there, because I love Bagley, but for whatever reason, he just wouldn't dunk everything. And what coaches will tell you is that that's a mindset for these guys. It's like, are you wired to just go? Like, John Morant is wired to try to dunk everything. Russell Westbrook, you know, in his earlier years, wired to try to dunk everything. And Wiseman, I don't think that's what he was in high school. But he looked like that last night, which, again, is a terrific sign.
Yeah, I mean, one of the, to the extent that anyone has raps against James Wiseman, one of the raps against James Wiseman is, or had been, how much of that does he have? How much of that killer does he have? Some of it's because, honestly, like, he has this incredible smile, and he's this seems like such a nice guy that you sort of, there's a disconnect with that and a guy who's trying to kill everybody on the basketball court. And but then partly, I gather, as a younger player, he wasn't that. And very clearly last night, he was that. He was trying to destroy everything. He had nothing. He had one hook that didn't even hit the rim from a little ways away. But that was it. Like, everything was either a dunk or a layup right next to the rim. And I think the Shaq thing, you're exactly right. He's not dominant. His body type isn't Shaq's. He's not an enormous, in terms of like football player build, guy. But in the sense that whether it's Greg Oden or Wilt or Shaq, that they are just physically, you put them with extraordinary athletes and they are different and they impose their will physically. For him, it's not just size, it's explosiveness, it's length, it's all of that. And for Shaq, it was more just, in addition to explosiveness, just breadth. Like, he's such a just giant dude. But for the same reason, he just looked physically dominant, absolutely physically dominant. It was extraordinary.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. One of the things that I think is really interesting about this is that when you enroll the number one prospect in America, the fan base is going to be excited no matter what. Like, it's just, you're going to be excited because you enrolled the number one prospect in America and you expect him to be great. But then he plays, and unless immediately he looks like Kevin Durant or maybe Greg Oden or Michael Beasley, it's hard to get even more excited than the idea that you had of him, because the idea was probably already outrageous. Like, as excited as people were for the arrival of Derrick Rose, like, he got awesome, but it really came like in the NCAA tournament. Derrick Rose was not overwhelming everybody from the jump. I swear to God, this is true. Now, it was stupid, but it happened. You could turn on sports talk radio, and some people would be arguing about whether Andre Allen should start at point guard for the University of Memphis over Derrick Rose. Again, stupid, but like, I remember hearing it, and it said more about Derrick not being this overwhelming thing as consistently as Memphis fans wanted him to be than anything else. The reality of Derrick Rose, at least early, didn't even come close to matching the idea of Derrick Rose. My point being this: is it possible Memphis fans are more excited about James Wiseman after seeing him than they were after just dreaming about him for months?
There's no question.
Yeah.
I mean, they are. It's like, Yes. I mean, same thing. Juan Wagner, I think, was the number one player in the country. Right. He came here and he had his struggles and he couldn't hit shots early and whatever else and takes an adjustment period. And I mean, the weird thing is the way it's played out with him sort of being behind the curtain for all this time. I don't know what it would have looked like if he'd been in the Bahamas and whatever. But now we have this sort of revelation, and people were just starting to sort of maybe a little bit wind back their expectations. And then you have this moment of when he's unleashed last night. And, I mean, I wasn't here. I don't know what Keith Lee looked like or what William Bedford looked like. I know what Derrick Rose looked like, and I know what Lorenzen looked like, and CDR and whatever else.
Lorenzen was another, like, everything around the rim, try to rip the rim down guy.
Yeah, but not as explosive.
Right.
Lorenzen was not as – first of all, I mean, he just wasn't as big. He was big. He was probably 6'10", as opposed to 7'1", right? And he ran the court. He just – I covered Lorenzen his last season at Memphis, and he didn't look like that.
Yes, right.
I mean, he was very good. He was – but I mean, William Bedford was, I think, the sixth pick in the draft. I don't remember what people actually said to me last night that stylistically, in some ways, and the fact that you could just throw everything up and you dunk it, he reminded them of a little bit of William Bedford. Better, but reminded them of William Bedford. I gather Keith Lee was a lot of skill, which James has, but we didn't really see last night in terms of hitting shots. Like, he didn't have to take any shots last night. But to your larger point, yes, there's no question. We have never seen anything like this. I mean, you've just never seen it. It doesn't mean that he's going to have the best career ever, best freshman year ever. We'll see. I mean, I think the closest thing probably would be Penny, honestly, because Penny was a marvel in his own, in a different way, different collection, but in the jaw-dropping sense. Penny stepped on the court, and in his first game against USB, he had like 18 points, but 16 rebounds, and he also had 13 turnovers, I think. But I think Penny was sort of, what we are watching is different because of his skill set as much as anything else. And so maybe that's one where you were excited about Penny, but when you saw Penny, you were even became more excited about Penny.
Yeah. I mean, I was young then, so I don't have a great memory of it, but I don't remember actual basketball games that I've been to, but I can remember watching that Memphis DePaul game. That was Penny's first game on television. And remember just being wowed by this guy who, yes, everybody knew was great, but you got to remember there weren't YouTube.
He was a Prop 48 too, so he'd been stashed for a year.
Yeah, and there weren't like YouTube videos. Like, you couldn't like just jump on YouTube and watch Penny Hardaway Treadwell High highlights over and over again. Like, you knew that he was a special talent. But I was a kid. I'd never seen it with my own eyes, and you just watch him. And even today, if you go back and watch the Penny Hardaway highlights, it is insane how good he was. I mean, it's insane. Like, he would have been a first ballot, sure bet Hall of Famer had he stayed healthy. It is hard to – I mean, think about the NBA right now. He became first-team All-NBA, I believe, his second season in the league. No, but nobody does that anymore.
Nobody does that. You're exactly right. Well, and it's funny you mentioned the trying to dunk everything, because I don't necessarily associate that with Penny. I think skill, right? But when you go back and look at his highlights, which have done much more since he was hired to be the head coach here, you just see more Penny highlights. He kills. He's trying to dunk everything too. As slim as he was, he was dunking. He was crushing people.
He could see things other people couldn't see, make plays other people couldn't make, but also he could just, yes, go over you and dunk on you and hang on the rim. Like, he, the highlight, I always, for people who just don't, either weren't alive or too young to remember or have forgotten, just when you're bored, just go into YouTube and like, if I were Penny, I'd be sending that to every recruit in the country. I'd just be sending my own highlights to people, because it is hard. Because you can call up Wikipedia and go, okay, four-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA, but that the bullet points don't do justice what he was on a basketball court. And I guess I'd circle it back to James Wiseman. And now here he is, all these years later, wowed by the young man that he's coaching, which is also interesting. Nobody knows – I don't want to say nobody knows talent, but, like, not only has Penny seen the best, he's been the best. And even he speaks about James Wiseman in ways that suggest he belongs in the same conversation, which is Obviously a great sign.
Well, and he also, like, I will say through all of this, like, Penny was a little concerned after the second game, even talking about how it's a wake-up call and whatever. But Penny also through all of this has been saying, you know, wait till we get James back. Like, it'll fix everything. And he obviously knew in a way that, I mean, we knew they'd be dramatically better with James, but I just don't think he's been watching this in practice, right? And we haven't. And so I think it puts in context why Penny was a little more relaxed about stuff. And honestly, why maybe Penny's out there talking about the next championship?
I thought about that last night. Like, I was like, okay, maybe if I saw this every day in practice, I'd be talking about national championships too.
Yeah. I mean, if you're watching James dunking on everybody all the time, you think, well, okay, national championship.
Okay, well, why not?
What's... I mean, he's backed away from that. Now he says he has a chance to win a national championship, whatever, and I think that's fair. But, yeah, if you're watching that, I can see why you get a little carried away.
Yeah, talking to Jeff Coggins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, a couple of other things that people were texting me about last night while I'm sitting in Madison Square Garden, and other people are either watching on television or actually inside FedEx Forum. First, the intro video. You a fan or not?
I like. I actually have a column about the intro video, and that's going up in a little bit, because I've written about the sort of making of the intro video, and here's the story behind the intro video. So last year, I can read this in the Daily Memphian a little bit. Last year, Penny. Like it's funny. So you look at the other coaches. Here, I'll tell you I'm going to describe three coaches and tell you what the other coaches were approaches to the intro video, and you tell me who was who. Mm-hmm. Okay. One coach acted like.
Now hold on. Let me stop and get some details here. Are we talking about coaches at
three
the
Memphis
University?
Coaches, three Memphis coaches, and the three Memphis and three videos.
So is it women? So what sports are we talking about?
Basketball. These are the last three.
Oh,
basketball
I got.
Coaches.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. One coach did everything he possibly could to be cooperative with the video. Wasn't that involved with the actual making the video? There's four. I'll give you four coaches. Okay. One did everything he could to be involved with the making of the video. I mean, to be cooperative. Didn't just trusted them that they'd do it, but did bent over backward to do everything he possibly could to make the people who were making the video, the Running Pony people. Do everything they wanted, okay?
That sounds like Josh Pastor.
Well, hold on, wait till you get all four. You got to mix and match, okay?
Okay.
One said, I want a video that looks exactly like this, and had it on his phone and showed it to the Running Pony people. One did what was required, but acted like he was doing you a favor.
Okay.
And the other one didn't go to the video shoot.
Okay, I'll say Tubby didn't go to the video shoot.
Okay.
I think
I'm going to give all your answers. We'll see. We'll give you all your answers. I'll let you get all your answers in first. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say Tubby didn't show up. Okay.
And next? I'm going to wait till all four are complete. Go ahead.
I'm going to say Josh Pastner showed the phone. I don't know. He's got that stupid flip phone.
No, he can't. He's got the flip phone.
Okay.
He can't show videos.
So then who is it? Is it John Calipari showed the phone? Or is that
well,
so?
No. Cal is the one who you're given, who is annoyed that he's given you his time.
That you're saying Cal is the one who said acted like he was doing you a favor.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'll go with that. But then that leaves us with the coach that...
Then you have someone who showed the phone, and you have someone who just bent over backwards to be helpful.
Penny shows the phone, Pastner...
Yeah, Penny shows the phone. Okay, Penny shows the phone. Pastner bends over to be helpful. John acts like he's doing you a favor, and Tubby didn't show up.
Bingo!
I got it.
Penny was a big help with that.
Penny did help me.
You were kind of in the woods there.
Well,
Jerry.
I forgot.
In the woods.
I, for whatever reason, I wasn't involving Penny in the show the phone thing. But that's easy because John was pre iPhone, I think.
Well, and Penny's like a Nike guy. So what happened was that last year, Penny they went to him last year and they said, okay, Coach, we have some ideas here, blah blah blah, and they said, what do you want to do? And we have some ideas. And Penny said, oh, really? Yeah, we want to do this. And then he held out the Nike Freestyle video, which you may remember, a commercial from 2001. It had players sort of dribbling the ball and flinging it, you know,
sure.
The ball would disappear. And like, it was that one. It's very percussive, right?
And so they said, let's do that. And so that was last year's video. And this year, Penny said, okay, here's what we want to do. We want to take the same theme and make it better. And so what we want to do is, and he picked Planet Rock. He wanted the song to be Planet Rock. Now in the Nike Freestyle video, the beat that they're sort of do their basketball dribbling to, you can hear it, is the Planet Rock. It's the original. It's derivative of Planet Rock. That's where it came from. And so this time they actually used the Planet Rock song, and they made the video around that. There's a boombox at the very beginning of the video, and the boombox is actually Penny's personal boombox. He's got this giant boombox. And so anyway, that was the principle behind it. There are some people I know who absolutely love it, think it's fantastic, and there's some people who think, yeah, it's great as art, but it doesn't fire you up enough. Like it's a dance video, and they sort of freely admit that they say it's a dance. It's more of a dance video. And I think the way that they talk about it is that the team is young and fun, and that video is young and fun. And let's point out this. In that video, Penny Hardaway is wearing a suit with shorts and is dancing.
Right.
Can you imagine any other basketball coach who could pull that off?
I think, yeah.
Not many.
I don't know many who would do it seriously. Like, some might do it. You know,
jokingly.
Like,
well, you could see Bill Self do it jokingly. What did he just do?
Wearing a big gold chain. Yeah, so I could see a coach doing it as a joke, like the way you dress up for Halloween. But I can't see a coach doing it seriously
and looking cool
and looking totally cool looking while cool. doing it. I will say though, long as I'm being honest, and it's beautifully produced and it looks great, and the people at Running Pony, they're terrific at their job. Like, that goes without saying. I am more of a fan of this should be designed to get the crowd whipped into a frenzy. And to me, that's all about the music. And I don't think the music does that at all by design, right? That, like, they weren't going.
Well, Penny picked the music. Right. I mean,
they were clearly going for something.
I don't know that it wasn't trying to do. Listen, in the end, James Wiseman was asked about it. And he listened to the hype video and he went out and scored 28 points, Gary. And he said, it is totally dope. Wait, no, actually dope. We asked him what he thought. He said, well, the video, he said, it's actually dope. So there you go. It's actually dope. That's what I think of the video is the same thing James Wiseman thinks of the video, which is that it's actually dope.
You think it's actually dope. I'm more of a fan of, like, when a game's about to start. I think in the Garden last night, game's about to start, and they're playing Run This Town. And that's got a certain beat to it, and everybody knows the words to it. And it like that is that song.
I think if you were going to criticize this video, it is not a run through a wall.
That's what I want. I want to run through the wall.
It's more fun than run through the wall.
I like. Think of Virginia Tech football. When they come out, they're ready to run through a wall, and the crowd is in, and it's all like built to this moment, and the place explodes. That's what I want. I'm not interested in fun as much as I'm interested in, all right, let's go. And I don't think that video is like, all right, let's go. But whatever, that's not what they were shooting for. So, like, I'm fine with it.
They were sort of shooting for that. But, yes, it is not a blood and guts video, very clearly, right? It's a fun video. It's not as – if you look at the last year's was more percussive. It was tougher. You know what I mean? It just was. This year's is more lighthearted. And but anyway, look at my you can read my piece about the making of the video, which will be up on the Daily Memphian later tonight.
Okay, second thing, because I believe last night is the first time that the court has ever been on television, or at least, you know, on Apple TV, ESPN3.
You have objections now that the penises are gone? Do you still going to object to this?
Listen, I'm not trying to be mean, because I want – everything.
No, I don't love the court. I don't love the court.
Dude, no, I'll be even more honest. It's horrendous.
Horrendous?
It looks awful on television. Awful. I mean, bad on television.
Well, Scott Van Pelton liked it.
Yeah, it's
Scott Van Pelt criticized it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's too busy.
Too much going on. And then
I like simplicity. Like, contrast it to the Grizzlies court.
The Grizzlies court is awesome. The Grizzlies
court is
perfect. And that,
it's just elegant, you know?
And that to the Tigers basketball court. Bleh. And it's like, I don't even mind all of the blue, but that color blue doesn't work at all. And it looks like it's like faded or watercolor, as opposed to give me the blue that matches the Memphis uniforms blue, and that might pop. You could do the same color scheme, but just give me the right blue, and that might really pop. It does not. I don't care what anybody says. You. It does not. Remember how I told you Bill Street would look unbelievable on TV if you put game day there? I was right. I'm right about this too. That court looks terrible on television.
It's too late now, man. They can't repaint it now.
I know.
Can't repaint it now. So you got what you got. They're going to win a national championship with that court. People are going to be looking back and saying, remember that court on which they won the national championship? They're going to be auctioning off little pieces of that court. That's just how you should do. Win a national championship, then you can sell pieces of the court and get a new court. Right?
Please. Here's a prediction. Remember this. Yes. Early January, Memphis, Georgia on CBS leading into an AFC wildcard game. That will be
destroyed.
It will be the largest audience to watch a Memphis basketball game all season, at least before the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And that court is going to get murdered on social media. Not because it has two ding. That's the thing. They got rid of the ding-a-lings. And it's still just.
Are you saying that we needed to put the ding-a-lings back?
You might
to distract people from the court.
You might need to put the ding-a-lings back, because at least then it was just like, funny. Look, they got two ding-a-lings on the court.
Back. No
but
way.
Now you take the ding-a-lings away, and now I'm just focused on the actual court, and I'm like, ugh. It doesn't look good on television. It just doesn't.
Well, and on something upbeat, Gary. Say something nice.
James Wiseman looked amazing on television.
Yeah, and so did and Mike Norvell was there. That was awesome. He got this incredible ovation. Teams ranked 21 in the country in the first playoff polls. How about that?
How about that? And the Liberty Bowl looked amazing on television.
The Liberty Bowl looked amazing on
television.
How
did we get to a point where the Liberty Bowl looks better on TV than FedEx Forum? Who did that?
Well.
You got a beautiful downtown NBA arena, and somehow the Liberty Bowl looks better on TV? What the
Art, people are going to disagree about art, Gary. That's all. You know, people have different sensibilities.
Yeah, but mine are right on this.
I'm sitting this one out.
Right.
I'm sitting this one out.
All right. I'll see you later. Bye-bye. I got a tweet from Clayton. He says, you're crazy. The court is freaking awesome. It's badass. This is coming from a seasoned graphic artist. Okay, well, I'm coming from a seasoned television watcher. That's who I am. I'm telling you, it doesn't look good on TV. Bennett, feel free to disagree with me if you want.
Okay.
What does the court look like on TV?
Well, I will say it is not – it kind of hurts the eyes a little bit, the blue tint that you're talking about.
I don't mind all the blue. I want to be clear about that. It's just not the right blue.
I like that they've gone more progressive with the court, though. I will say that. Like, the way that it was with, the city skyline in the back, I was sick of that. Like, I needed something
new. Yeah, I didn't like that either.
And something different. And so I'm glad they did something different. It's not my favorite, but I don't hate it.
I don't want to hate it. Because, like,
getting rid of the ding-a-lings was a massive step forward, and I'm just grateful for that.
You had to get rid of the ding-a-lings. How about this? You want to disagree with me? Disagree with me. This is all I'm telling you, and we will circle back to it in early January. When that court is on CBS and Memphis is playing Georgia and a large audience is waiting for an AFC playoff game, so they've just got the channel on, and people are seeing this court for the first time, go Google Memphis court go do a Twitter search on Memphis basketball and just watch what people say. I'm telling you. I thought after I told you about Bill Street and game day, you people would stop questioning me on this kind of stuff. I tweeted it two Sundays ago. Put game day on Bill Street. It'll look awesome. GP, it needs to be in Tiger Lane. Now where we...
It was amazing.
It was amazing, just like I told you it was. And I got a tweet from a guy named Grant, and he had disagreed with me on that Sunday night. He said, no, the Beale Street's the worst idea. And he circled back, maybe it was Saturday or Sunday after game day, and he said, hey, I want to apologize. I doubted you. Can you forgive me? I said, you're forgiven. Just trust me next time. And here we are. People aren't trusting me again. The intention was good. The change was necessary. I don't even mind the unconventional court. But there's something about that specific color of blue that just doesn't work on TV. But James Wiseman looked amazing on TV, and so let's focus on that. We'll be back in a second.
The teams. Tigers. Grizzlies. SEC. NFL. The stories. Game day.
Penny. We're not intimidated and we're not afraid to play anybody. That offends people and it's crazy.
The shows. The Jeff Calkins Show.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy.
Jason and John.
Well, hello there.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
You just made the list.
The Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
The city.
Operator, get me Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. The station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's number one sports place.
So I've been telling you about CarShield, the best car protection plan for your buck. And not only does CarShield have affordable protection plans, they also have great customer service. I think Thomas summed it up best. He's a CarShield customer. Said, CarShield has changed my opinion of extended auto warranty protection for the better. Their sales customer service is consistently friendly and helpful, providing fast, easy-to-understand quotes and follow-up support. And most importantly, they deliver on claims. And that's just true. They helped me. They can help you. The best part, you can choose your own protection plan, and you choose your own mechanic or dealership to do the work. CarShield will take care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while your car is being fixed for free. They've helped over 1 million customers, so you can drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit CarShield.com. Use the code Doyle to save 10% today. That's CarShield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Well, The Fitz is giving you the chance, not just to be a contestant, but also to win a share of $10,000 in prizes when Game Show Extravaganza, hosted by Randy West, comes to The Fitz Casino and Hotel Saturday, November 23rd. All contestants will be randomly selected out of the audience. Yep, 40 audience members will be chosen, and every single one of them will be a guaranteed winner. General admission tickets are $10, reserved seats are $15, and VIP seats are $25. You can get them at The Fitz or by calling Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. And if you want to make a night of it, stay with us at The Fitz with the Game Show Room Package, a room and two reserved show tickets for just $129. Call 662-363-LUCK and tell them room code CPGSHOW. Game Show Extravaganza, Saturday, November 23rd, only at The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 or older and a Key Rewards member. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
November is here. Football getting good, basketball getting busy, the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend going to be here before you know it. Lots going on. If you're the type of person who enjoys a drink, you're going to have lots of reasons to enjoy one this month. And if you're a vodka drinker, please allow me, Gary Parrish, to remind you to grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodka, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam, they offer a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Put a poll up on the 92.9 Twitter account. Do you like the way the Memphis court looks on television? And I say that intentionally that way. Because in person, like, I don't know. I had a friend who was inside FedEx Forum last night. He, thinks the court looks good inside FedEx Forum. And perhaps it does, although I didn't love it when I saw it in person either. But on TV, it doesn't pop the right way. So Bennett's got the Twitter poll up. Do you like
rolling
the
in.
Do you like the Memphis basketball court the way it looks on television? Yes, it's great, or no, it's hard to look at. I'll let you guys settle that on Twitter. But you won't move me one direction or another. I got eyeballs. I know what looks good on television, what doesn't look good on television. Like I know I don't look good on television, right? I see myself on TV. I know I don't look good on TV. I don't have any idea why people pay me to be on television. I look ridiculous.
You're good at what you do, GP.
I know how I see that. Just so you know, I'm not trying to pick on the Memphis basketball court. I also think I look terrible on TV. I'm like the Memphis basketball court of television personalities. So I am the Memphis basketball court. But, like, if you subscribe to the takes one to know one thing, well, then I have an ability to tell what looks good on TV and what looks bad on TV. So, yes, I know. You don't have to tweet me every time on TV. I know I look like an idiot on TV. Dressed well, thanks to James Davis, but they can only do so much. This is what I look like. And I guess at this point, there's only so much you can do with the Memphis basketball court. You can take the ding-a-lings off, but still, that shade of blue, it's not all the blue. I don't mind all the blue. But it's that specific color of blue, it just doesn't look right on TV. Same way I don't look right on TV, it just doesn't look right on TV. So I was talking about earlier, I said, just wait and see. In early January, Memphis is going to play on CBS, big CBS, against Georgia. It's before a playoff football NFL game. And so there's going to be a big audience for it, and that court is going to get killed on social media by people who are watching it and seeing that court for the first time. And the reason that's going to game's going to have a large audience is really three reasons. A, it's on big CBS.
Yep.
B, it's before an NFL playoff game. And C, it's going to have James Wiseman and Anthony Edwards in it. The two players who could go 1-2 or 2-3 or 1-3, but probably they're projected by everybody to be top five picks in the 2020 NBA draft. They'll be on the same building on that day. Which leads me to, if you want to see another candidate to be the number one pick in the draft, he's going to play his first game in college. in about 20 minutes from now. Notre Dame and North Carolina are playing on the ACC Network. It will be the debut of Cole Anthony. If there is any freshman out there who could match James Wiseman's production in his debut, it is probably Cole Anthony. Obviously, playing Notre Dame, different than playing South Carolina State. But if you want to see why some people think not James Wiseman, not Anthony Edwards, not LaMelo Ball, but Cole Anthony will be the number one pick in the draft, tune into the ACC Network at 6 o'clock. Notre Dame, North Carolina, the debut of Cole Anthony, who, of course, is former UNLV legend Greg Anthony. It's Greg Anthony's son. Be back with Dinner to Go.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network, set curfews with parental controls, and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
American Standard Foundation Repair has long been Memphis's leading foundation repair provider. It gives homeowners fast, affordable, homeowners like you, fast, affordable, and reliable solutions for their foundation issues. So if you have any sort of foundation issue, you need to get in touch with American Standard Foundation Repair, 901-390-5568, 390-5568. And as you surely know by now, they also have the lintel lift. If you've noticed cracks in the bricks above your garage, do not ignore them, because what it suggests is you've got a lintel problem. It's a common problem, but it's a bad problem, especially if you do not address it immediately, because this isn't the type of thing that's going to go away, and it's not the type of thing that's going to stay away. Once you see cracks in the bricks above your garage, it's going to get worse. So you want to get in touch with American Standard Foundation. Let them come out and handle this quickly with the lintel lift. It's patented, the only patented system for lintel repairs. If you wait, this will get worse. The real damage is on the way. Could be a matter of weeks, maybe a matter of months, but the real damage is coming, so you need to attack it before it gets worse, because like I said, if you wait, it's going to become a very expensive problem. So when you pull into your home tonight, look above your garage and see if you see any cracks in the bricks above your garage. I hope you don't. That'll be awesome. But if you do, contact ASFR and get a free quote for the patented lintel lift repair solution. Just visit asfoundationrepair.com. You can click the lintel lift tab. All the information's right there. Or you can give them a call the old-fashioned way, 901-390-5568, 390-5568.
I was asked to be MC at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony, so I went into Oak Hall the other day to get a new sports coat, and the experience reminded me why I love the place so much. Steve Kaufman, who works at Oak Hall, suggested I look at a couple of sports coats from Monroe. As soon as I put them on, I just felt different, sharper. Now, I've got some perfectly good sport coats at home, but I like the way that someone at Oak Hall put it. The new sports coats look like today. The fit is perfect. The pattern pops just a little more than I would have picked out for myself. And that experience is the essence of Oak Hall. They have the highest quality men's clothing available anywhere. And they have the people who can help you find what will make you look your absolute best. That's true whether you're shopping for a sport coat or a necktie or a sweater or outerwear. It's why Oak Hall has been the place to shop in Memphis since 1859. So go see Steve and the rest of the folks at Oak Hall. If they can make me look good, imagine what they can do for you.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from. Like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them Goodman Road in South Haven or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Time for another Action Network Flash. On Sunday, Chicago hosts Detroit, and the total's been bet down from 44 to 42.5. Over 90% of the money is on the under. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
It is so smooth you can drink it straight.
It is so smooth you can drink it straight. It's filtered three times to create a soft finish. I promise you, it is what I get when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can buy a more expensive bottle of vodka, but why would you do that if I've got a quality vodka that is reasonably priced? You need more evidence that this is the way to go? What's the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States? It's New Amsterdam Vodka. And thanks to you guys, we've made Memphis the number one market for New Amsterdam per capita in the entire country. You into flavored vodkas? New Amsterdam offers a variety. They have grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try them if you like flavored vodkas. Mix them together if you want to get freaky deaky. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, well, they got a gluten-free vodka. So it doesn't matter whether you're on a gluten-free diet by necessity or by choice. If you want a gluten-free option of alcohol, gluten-free vodka from New Amsterdam Vodka, it is available. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or a liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. It's on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Are you shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans with great rates for your budget. Visit orionfcu.com for more details. That's orionfcu.com. Conditions apply.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get guap. The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want a grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker trap me. But if it do, draw blood like a
Cooper
IV.
Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, desktop, notebook, tablet, PC, or an Apple product, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper at Cooper Systems. They can help you. You just got to call them. 360-9679. When you get them on the phone, tell them hello. Tell them I said hello. And then tell them what it is you need a computer to do. You probably don't know what kind of computer you need, but they do if you tell them what you're going to be doing on a computer. So, like, if you're a gamer playing Fortnite or whatever, you might need a certain type of computer, CSGO. Well, that one might cost you $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. You got to have a special machine you want to deal in that world. But if you're just messing around on YouTube, Facebook, searching the web, you don't need to go spend $2,000 on a computer for that. You're wasting your money because you're buying something that's going to be able to do way more stuff than you ever wanted to do. You won't even know that that stuff exists. You're just playing around on the internet, surfing the web, watching YouTube, Facebook. You can get a computer a few $100. It'll do everything you need it to do and nothing more. That means it's better suited for you. And if it's better suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you. Where do you get that machine? You get it at Cooper Systems. 360-9679. 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on last night's debut from James Wiseman, which was awesome. 28 points, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks in 22 minutes. And yes, I know the opponent was South Carolina State. And I know that that's a middle-of-the-pack team from the MEAC, which is literally the worst Division I men's basketball conference in America. They stink. But I really don't think that takes too much away from what you were able to watch. If you were on, if you were inside FedEx Forum or on ESPN3 streaming it, because what you saw was somebody who is exactly what I said you need to see when you see him for the first time. And that's somebody who looks different than everybody else on the court. Now, he was always going to look different than the South Carolina State players. But to me, the most impressive thing is he looked different than all his teammates, too. That's Precious Achiuwa, another projected lottery pick. That's Boogie Ellis, top 40 player. DJ Jeffries, a top 50 player. You put 10 dudes on the court at the same time. I don't care who the other nine were. Five of them were South Carolina State players. Take four other Memphis players. James Wiseman looked different than everybody else. And no, I don't think he's going to go get 28, 11, and 3 in 22 minutes against many people this season. But he did it against South Carolina State in a Division I basketball game last night. And here's the question. If somebody tries to discount it, I'd ask him. Who else you think you could do that? Who else in the country? Big man. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, ACC player, Pac-12 player, Big Ten player. Doesn't matter. Who else could go get 28, 11, and 3 in 22 minutes against a Division I basketball team, shooting it as efficiently as he shot it, both from the field and the free throw line? I'm not sure. He looked special last night, and if it's possible to be more excited about James Wiseman after seeing him than just after dreaming about him, I think Memphis fans woke up today experiencing that reality.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Grizzlies. Inside FedEx Forum, Timberwolves are in town. They're 4.5-point favorites on the road. Grizz are just 1-5, of course. Are people already, like, getting frustrated with a losing?
No.
Really?
No, because I think we know we got a star in Ja.
I see him popping off on Twitter. Should I just ignore that?
I would ignore it for now.
Okay.
Those are crazy.
I said those are the crazies.
Yeah.
You can get through life ignoring the crazies. That's smart. So, yeah, Grizzlies 1-5. Unless they upset the Timberwolves tonight, going to drop to 1-6. But, again, we're in a rebuild. We knew it was coming, and Ja Morant has looked great so far. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. You can listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
The Masked Singer is on Fox tonight at 7 o'clock. You watch this at all?
No.
So they got somebody all dressed up, and they're singing songs, and I guess you're supposed to guess who it is, and It's somebody famous. I heard about it, like, somewhere a little bit. This morning on my drive from hotel to LaGuardia, my driver had on The Breakfast Club, and they were talking about it. Tonight, apparently, somebody's supposed to be unmasked, and it's supposed to be a superstar. So if you want to see who this superstar is, unmasked on The Masked Singer, Fox tonight, 7 o'clock.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I wrote a column last night after Duke beat Kansas in the opening game of the Champions Classic, just sort of explaining this Duke team's different than most Duke teams we've seen in recent years, and yes, might be good enough to win a national championship, even if Zion, RJ, and Cam aren't there. If you haven't checked that out yet and you're interested at all, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow will be Thursday. So we got Thursday night football. We'll look back at the Grizzlies and Timberwolves, and we'll just be one day away at that point from game two of the University of Memphis men's basketball schedule. They got Illinois-Chicago inside FedEx Forum on Friday night. So it'll be busy. I'm looking forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
I'm so grateful for all the things you helped me do.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And I had that problem a few months ago. My car went dead. It turns out just needed a simple reset of the computer chip, but the process took forever. And that's why I have CarShield, because CarShield makes auto protection super easy. They have affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. CarShield has helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Whether you have 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit carshield.com and use code Doyle to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, and the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years, one of the best clothing stores in the
United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made Stant shirts. And now it's where I get my custom-made Stant pants because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made Stant pants. And here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about Stant custom shirts. Three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. Three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best-fitting pant on the planet. You choose five-pocket, jean-style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a two-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Win a share of $10,000 in prizes Saturday, November 23rd, when Game Show Extravaganza, hosted by Randy West, comes to the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, roofers. Have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.